And here's the thing. Like, if I'm going to talk about this, I kind of have to share how God's been doing it in me. And I absolutely love that we lift up the word of God first and we say, hey, God, what are you doing in this? And as we often know, God takes timing of things and he says, all right, this is going to happen in your life and I'm going to put it into play. And so as I've been studying this all week and stuff, I've been absolutely, been in a rough place this week. Yesterday was one of the most exhausting days of my life, and I'm reading just so I don't lose my place. As I traveled home, I told my wife, I need to finish the sermon I'm writing. And she responded with, today you lived a sermon, and I think it just wrote itself. I don't really know what she meant by that. But my response was, yeah, but the text was given to me. So I want the word to speak, not me. And so I finished writing. I only had a little bit left yesterday when I got home. And as God does so often, what I learned was a combination of things I completely failed at. I needed to learn. I was afraid about the outcome. And ultimately, I saw God's hand in a powerful way. If the text says we cannot help but speak about what we've seen and heard, I guess I need to do that. And today, that's what I want to talk about the rest of the time. If I can. It's extremely emotional. As many of you know, we had foster boys for 2 years who we lost pretty suddenly back in March. It's been quite a season of reflection. It even produced a book. I wrote a book, about 175 pages. My wife's in the process of proofreading it, and then I'm going to send it out to some people to edit. It's about foster care. I didn't think I'd ever do that, and I honestly thought we'd never see those boys again. The court told us we needed to wait 6 months before contacting the family. Long story short, we saw them yesterday. The day they left, they were probably 50, 60 pounds. Today, they're 80 and 70. They haven't grown a lot taller. I would say they're swole, but they're beyond swole. They've been eating junk food, lots of it. They look like different people. We didn't recognize them. It was really hard. My daughter posted something on Instagram, and it was like, here's the exact same pose that she had the day they left and the day they are now. And you're like, are those the same kids? And part of me was just heartbroken. Okay, a big part of me was heartbroken. Some of the stuff that we put in, though, hasn't changed. It's still there, and we're so grateful for that. I was so nervous this week. Every time I thought about it, I started crying. And I, like, not uncontrollably, but I couldn't get it back. Just like, I don't want to see him. It feels like you do all this work and it's for nothing. Like, what? We were called to love kids and now they were taken. I don't get it. And yet it was like, okay, well, maybe God wanted me to produce a book. Maybe God wanted me to speak, as I've spoken recently on it. I knew that I was just going to have to go to the bathroom and just cry. And then come back and wipe my face and I was pacing, my kids told me later, as they were approaching the place we went to. And so I saw them, and I got down on, the catcher position in baseball. And I saw they were coming at me hard. And I realized, I'm not going to survive this. I put down my knee, and I braced. And I didn't fall over, which I thought was a miracle. And so the kids went and played. We picked a public place, lots of people around, and then the mom and dad were sat. So we sat there for well over an hour. There was no tears. I was shocked. I'm in the midst of this. I'm like, Lord, how am I doing this? How am I doing this? My wife's sitting there, and this couple, and I had a picture, but they aren't like us in any way. Like, we're both white. That's about it. Like, seriously. And yet I love them. I want the best for them. In many ways, I was like, they don't deserve to have them back. I want my boys back. And God changed my heart. I am genuinely happy for them, and I expressed as such. And not only that, we ended up taking them out to lunch. As we drove to where we went to lunch, I told my wife, I am so grateful for this mom and dad, that they would let us still be part of these kids' lives. I was just overcome with nervousness and anxiety and just what's going to happen. And then it was like, oh my word. Lord, you've given us a gift that we never thought we'd have. So they said, oh, why don't you take them for the afternoon? We're like, they don't have a lot of family around. They wanted a break. So we did. We brought them home. It was insane. We had them for over 2 hours, and we were so exhausted. We said, how did we do 2 years? Our daughter Katie made this really nice dinner for everybody, and we sat down together. Some people were like already starting to munch, and others and having dug in for a few moments. And I think the next slide says the word that was the word of the day for me. Is it a white slide maybe that says anything, Paul? I don't know if it's there. Nope. Okay, that's fine. No more slides. You don't need them. It's the very philosophical word. That was it. Our little guy looked up and he went, like, duh, guys, aren't we going to pray? Glory to God. This was a kid for the first 3 months we had him, every time we went to pray, he would scream. He wanted nothing to do with God. His mom's a witch. That happens. Wiccan. So we brought him a big Halloween gift. We were like, all right, they love this holiday. We're going to celebrate it. We're not going to put any Wiccan stuff in there, but we're just going to love on them. And that's what started this. My wife brought this gift over, and she saw them, and it was the most disturbing thing for her. So I had seen pictures knowing that it wasn't going to be pretty. So we drove him home the 11 miles. We dealt with the chaos in the back seat. It was just my wife and I. And as we're coming back, we reflect on it. We went into foster care to help kids. I had no desire to help this family that must have done something to pull their kids. And the something, sadly, was that their brother died. He was killed in the home. Sympathy for them, yes. I wouldn't want to lose a kid. But minister to them? No way. The idea was real Christian. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to. But I had no desire. And I had no capability or capacity. But God. In his ability to love everybody involved in this situation, friends, he's changed my heart. He didn't just get me through yesterday. He's built a strength, a desire, and an opportunity to do something that I never would have imagined. God has changed our calling to kids in abusive situations to the ones from whom they were taken. I don't like it. Do it. We want to love this family. We ultimately want them to know Jesus. That's our heart. And so we've begun to look for a church near them where folks who look like them are there, where they might feel more comfortable. And we'd love to get it to where we can pick up the boys every Sunday morning and take them to church. We'd love to get it to invite them, mom and dad. I can't express to you what God has done in me, even in the last 24 hours. He's changed me from a person who was mad at these parents to wanting to parent them in their parenting and be intentional in ways that I had no desire to do. I wanted to want that. I wanted to. I knew that was what we needed to do, but I didn't want it. And I told my wife this morning as I was coming here, I'm a different man. God changes bodies like he did this guy, but more powerfully, God changes hearts. And it's not a one-time thing. Maybe you're born again, but you could be born again, 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 again. I've been a Christian 30 years. Myself, I find myself like that, again, again, again,